It's Friday, time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal. Christopher Arnes is the Business Journal's managing editor for digital news.
Hi, Steve.
Elk Grove City officials say they're optimistic about new developments that could breathe some life into that so-called ghost mall. What are the new developments? And the ghost mall, that's that big, empty group of buildings that you can see from Highway 99.
That hulk that's sort of looming on that big vacant lot there. Construction stopped back when the recession hit in 2008, and since then it's become a symbol of the area's slow economic recovery. But this week, an Elk Grove City Councilman said that 40% of the center is pre-leased, which is good news. It means work could restart later this year to finally complete the center.
Well, what kind of stores could be moving in?
The mall's owner, Howard Hughes Corp., hasn't confirmed anything, but it appears, based on some research that we did, there are job listings posted for H&M, Regal Cinemas, and an American Eagle location coming to the mall later this year. There's even talk of building a tribal casino there, but, you know, that's kind of a long shot at this point.
New details have emerged about the departure of Sacramento City Manager. John Shirey said back in January that he won't seek a new contract when his current deal runs out in November, but there's some worry on the city council now about the timing. What's the concern?
Some council members say they'd like him to stay on, at least for a few months, so that the next mayor, who will be elected in November, and council members can choose a new successor to Shirey. But there are insiders at City Hall who tell us that the January resignation announcement was Mayor Kevin Johnson's idea. He apparently wants to play a part in the search for Shirey's replacement.
And it's pretty well known that Shirey and Johnson haven't been that close.
They memorably clashed over Johnson's failed plan for a strong mayor form of government back in 2014. That would have granted Johnson some powers currently held by Shirey. Shirey is 66, but has said he's not retiring, and his spokeswoman said that he's willing to stay on for a while if the city council asks.
How is the business community reacting to Shirey's departure?
You know, I think there are mixed feelings. Shirey does have his detractors in Sacramento's business community, but he's been credited with helping steer the city into a budget surplus after years of deficits. The president of the Sacramento Metro Chamber told us that he thinks there should be a conversation about keeping him on. Either way, the city council would have to vote on renewing his contract, and at this point, it's unclear if that could happen.
A new restaurant is filling the former Crush 29 space in Roseville. That place has been vacant for a while, right?
Yeah, it has. So Crush 29 was an upscale restaurant. It was owned by developer Abe Alizeda, and at one time, it was actually the second most popular restaurant in Roseville. But the restaurant was evicted back in 2014 when Alizeda's real estate empire crumbled in the recession and he ended up declaring bankruptcy. The restaurant taking over the space is an upscale eatery called Sienna, which is locally owned and it has another location in El Dorado Hills.
Sacramento's tech industry is still tiny compared to Silicon Valley, but local experts say the city's startup scene actually compares favorably to the Bay Area in several areas. Really?
Yeah, we were surprised too. We actually conducted an experiment where we invited several local experts to chat about the region's tech sector over cocktails, and we called it Geeks and Drinks. They revealed some pretty interesting stuff. You know, for one thing, the Sacramento region is actually a good place for tech startups. Living here is cheap compared to the Bay. In fact, one of our experts described the disparity in the cost of living as essentially a different caste system. Sacramento also does a great job of attracting and keeping software developers. You know, on the other hand, our experts did say that it's hard for startups here to get venture capital funding, but they did point out, obviously, that Bay Area investors are just a two-hour drive away.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
Christopher Arnes is the Sacramento Business Journal's managing editor for digital news. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.